Good morning, Chair Cantwell and Ranking Member Cruz and members of the committee. My name is Dr. Ryan Oftebro. I'm a pharmacist of 20 years, and I'm owner of Kelly Ross Pharmacy Group in Seattle, Washington. I'm a clinical associate professor at the University of Washington School of Pharmacy, and I'm here today representing pharmacy as a member of the Washington State Pharmacy Association, the American Pharmacists Association, and the National Community Pharmacists Association. Kelly Ross Pharmacy is a better-known small business that has served the Seattle community since 1925. My father is a pharmacist and known Kelly Ross since 1973. I grew up in the pharmacy, and after serving in the Marine Corps, I attended pharmacy school at the University of Washington and took over the practice in 2005. We currently have 4 locations providing high-quality care for our most vulnerable populations. Independent pharmacies like Kelly Ross provide a crucial public safety role for our communities. Our ability to care for our patients is under a very real threat from harmful PBM practices that are costing our patients and limiting their access to pharmacy services. I appreciate the opportunity to speak in support of the PBM Transparency Act. Since 1989, Kelly Ross Pharmacy operated a location in a Seattle neighborhood that was the preferred pharmacy for a labor group made up of both active and retiree members. The retirees were enrolled into a single Medicare Part D plan. This was an uncommon situation for a community pharmacy. However, it's provided us with some unique insight into how a PBM can manipulate the system at the expense of our seniors. To illustrate how this happened, we can look at one drug, generic rosuvastatin. It's an inexpensive medication used to treat cholesterol. Historically, a 90-day supply of rosuvastatin cost the pharmacy approximately $10, and patient copays were set by the PBM at $15 for a 90-day supply. Things changed in 2021, with patient costs increasing exponentially. The PBM moved rosuvastatin from their Tier 1 with a nominal copay to their Tier 3, which historically had been reserved for brand-name medications only. This increased the patient copay, which was set by the PBM, from $15 to $141 for the same 90-day supply. There's no clinical rationale for this change, and there was no increase in drug costs. It simply created unnecessary out-of-pocket spend for the member, while creating a windfall for the PBM through the collection of retroactive generic effective rate, or GER, fees from the pharmacy. GER fees are designed by the PBM to recoup overpayments from pharmacies. In this example, the PBM manipulated the patient copay to intentionally overpay the pharmacy, costing the patient an extra $500 a year in out-of-pocket expense, without the PBM contributing a penny to the transaction. The overpayment was then retroactively clawed back to the PBM as a GER fee. This was not returned to the patient. We saw this happen over 150 times in 2021 with generic rosuvastatin, and it occurred with many other medications as well. In 2018, our pharmacy had $81,000 clawed back from PBMs in the form of retroactive fees. This was a huge amount for us to incur, but we were able to remain sustainable. In 2021, this increased to over $538,000. It was largely driven by GER fees assessed by a single PBM for a single Part D plan, which resulted from artificial patient overpayments created by the PBM. This location was in the top 1% of all community pharmacies in the country in terms of our Medicare quality ratings for patient adherence, which means that presumably we were experiencing the lowest level of DIR fees. But because GER fees were assessed in aggregate across the network, there's no way of connecting a fee to a specific claim. But it's clear that the PBM was profiting at patient expense, essentially creating an invisible premium. These patients would have been better off without using their insurance, and that's not right. There's obviously no way that a business could operate in these predatory and unpredictable fees, so we made the difficult decision to close this location in 2022. Unfortunately, this is not the only type of PBM abuse that we've experienced. PBMs will argue that their business practices keep costs down. In reality, their vertical integration with payers and their own competing pharmacies create massive conflicts of interest and self-serving business practices that are harming patients, increasing costs to employers, and closing community pharmacies. We need PBM reform, and this bill is a very good start towards providing transparency and protecting consumers and the pharmacies that care for them from these harmful PBM practices that add costs and unnecessary barriers to care. I would urge you to remove the exemption for PBMs that return rebates to the payer. My example demonstrated how a vertically integrated PBM could meet this exemption requirement and still cause economic harm to patients. Thank you for the opportunity to share my story, and I look forward to any questions.
Thank you, Dr. Optorow, and thank you for your work at the University of Washington as well.